Hello, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Just great. Thank you, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. It's pouring down rain over here on our side. How about you?
Not yet. We do have some rain coming in midday. It's kind of damp and cloudy and cold and not Sarasota, Florida weather, really. But, you know, we'll survive.
As we always do, right?
Yeah.
So what's absolutely.
Up?
Well, I was just calling to get everything set up. Are you ready?
Okay. Not particularly set. What are we setting up?
When we spoke last week, you said to call on Monday. You were going to be ready to get the account set up and make the payment so we could go ahead and begin the programming for the Facebook and the Google business profile and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could do that. So the reason I kind of hesitated a little bit mm-hmm. is I have a call scheduled tomorrow because I also signed up with iContact for email mailing campaigns.
Email blast.
And, we're probably going to learn, what to do with, setting up the newsletter coordination,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, for that. Mm-hmm. So I have that call scheduled tomorrow so we can talk about that particular part of it.
Mm-hmm.
After I learned some more about the details. So, you know, I did sign up. I looked at one of their welcome videos and overview videos and things. But it was not specific about, how to set up all of the newsletter and the details for
mm-hmm.
that part of it. So I did suspend. I didn't get the payment, HomeAdvisor didn't bill me yet for this last payment period. But I did actually put the HomeAdvisor leads on hold. Now you told me, I don't really remember, but I think you told me
I love you.
So what do you think, how long do you think it'll take to actually see some results of your work?
Right. So I'll remind you what we had spoken about and what we've gone over is the timeline. So the timeline on this, what you're looking at is, I'm sorry, what?
No, not me. I didn't say anything.
Oh, I heard like a moaning. It was like a moaning. It was very strange. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, call 911. Yeah.
So, was that me? What you're looking at is all the directories and NAP cleanup is 5 to 7 days. The Facebook ads are up and running in the first 2 weeks, usually less. Additional to that, we can begin the programming right away as soon as you give us access to the GBP. So you can give us access to your Google business profile while you're on the onboarding call, and we can begin the programming for that immediately. Maximum results say 30 to 45 days within the terms and conditions. Now, usually because when clients like yourself are coming on who already have some presence, you do see activity a lot sooner. So the Facebook ads get up and moving the fastest just because that's the nature of how they work. So we get things moving as quickly as we possibly can. Once we get there in there to your Google profile and we're able to begin the programming, we're going to do any cleanup that it needs and go ahead and complete the optimization so we can get calls coming in from that as well. So the fastest moving stuff is the Facebook ads as well as all of the directories and the mobile platform programming. That's why we get them moving as quickly as we possibly can while we're working on the Google business profile listing. But maximum results say 30 to 45 days.
Okay. So a couple of things. I've been using my cell phone number, the number you're calling now, mm-hmm. as the company's number. But I don't know if that's really a particularly good idea because, of course, I get a lot of other kinds of calls.
We provide a call tracking number if you want. It's like a business line, and it will forward the calls over to your line directly, the business calls that are coming from what we produce for you. That's included in the package.
Okay. Now, I do have another phone, cell phone, which is dormant, but we use Verizon. It's a res. It's a phone number. It's a good phone number. It's a good phone. A different employee had it and it was gone. And so it's just sitting around.
Right.
One idea that I had was to use that. I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea, but it's, one idea I had was to use that phone number as the sort of business office phone number, mm-hmm. not my individual cell number.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really decide, but I was just thinking that maybe then I can have a separate voicemail for people who might, leads who might call in, and it doesn't get overwhelmed with all the other stuff that goes to my phone. So any feeling about that? Any comment about that?
Yeah, that's more of a personal preference. Like if you don't mind keeping up with two phones and whatnot, that's perfectly fine. Either way, we can provide you with the Google call tracking number to go ahead, and it gives the business a very professional greeting. Thank you for calling KitchenRite. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or we can customize it however you see fit for the company. And if you want those calls to a separate number, just to keep it down on your end, then by all means, of course, as long as you don't mind keeping up with two phones. It's really just personal preference.
Okay. But either way, the Google call tracking number deal thing, it is included. I could be like, the Wild West guy with 2 6 guns. I could have one on my left side and one on my right side. And I could, and if they ring at the same time, that'll be a challenge. I snatch them both up.
You just drop the work belt and run the other direction. Never mind.
that's what I'll do. Right. So, all right. So we could figure that out whatever way, but, now I'm not really sure what you need because I haven't done anything with this Google My Business stuff. So you're going to give me some guidance or tell me what I need.
Absolutely.
Or what you need that I need to get for you, then I will do that.
We absolutely will. So all of that's done during client onboarding. We give you a complete walkthrough. Our onboarding call is about 30, 35 minutes long. The technician is literally going to walk you through each step on how to add us in as managers for everything that we need. And we send written directions. So we literally walk you through each and every step of the way.
Okay.
For the technical stuff, absolutely. We understand. A lot of you guys, the way I put it is you prefer to have your hands in the dirt. And then this kind of stuff, that's literally why you're hiring us, is so we can take care of the online marketing and all the heavy lifting here. So we have very simple procedures in order to help us to help you get everything set up and moving forward. And then once we have the access, we can go ahead and begin the programming, okay?
Yeah, just as a point of information, my hands are usually in sawdust.
Well, sawdust, the dirt, you understand what I'm saying. It's about the same.
I understand.
6 to 1.
Yeah, but it's absolutely correct. I mean, we're out, working.
Yes.
Because we do real work. I mean,
exactly.
We don't do stimulated work.
Yeah, you're not doing oversight. You're actually doing the work. And I understand
doing
that.
The work, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you're not just bossing people around, so you've got to make sure that things are being done properly, and not everybody is tech savvy. Not everybody understands how this kind of stuff works. And I find sometimes, not you necessarily, because you seem to know quite a bit about it, but some guys in your position are a little bit intimidated when I start talking about these things and it overwhelms them. So we have made the steps in order for us to help you, the steps to add us on and whatnot, so simple and clear-cut directions. So we have an account onboarding team here that I'm so proud of because they really go the extra mile for our clients.
All right. Well, that's good. I hope, it's good to hear. And hopefully it's a good choice for everybody, and we'll see what we do. Now, I do want to remind you, I'm going to, I have to jump around a little bit because I have to tell you things as I think of them.
Sure.
We did have a discussion about the fact that, I want to focus to get started. I want to focus specifically on cabinet refinishing and cabinet refacing, and not the kitchen remodeling. Now,
right.
I do, I'm also a client for networks. I turn them off too, by the way. By the way, I'm fumbling around now because you're probably going to want a credit card, right?
Yeah, I am, but I need to verify just a little bit of information first. So your the name that's on the credit card, is it just Nick?
No, it's Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Last name?
And my last name is, Formica, most people would use it, or Formica, F-O-R-M-I-C-A.
Okay. Formica, I remember Formica.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of funny to be in this business, and also, we don't own it any longer, but for 16 years, we, in addition to all the cabinetry stuff, we own our own, we own a stone countertop fabrication shop.
Mm-hmm.
So it was even more funny because, you know, people would call and say, well, wait a minute, no, I didn't really want Formica, I wanted granite. Yeah, I know,
right.
But that's me, that's not the material, you know. So anyway, so yeah, it's Nicholas and F-O-R-M-I-C-A.
Thank you. Okay, so the next thing is, let me take a look here. I have the business address as 403 Interstate Boulevard, Sarasota, Florida, 34240. Is that correct?
No, that's obsolete. We've
okay.
moved since then. I'll give you a new address.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 9040. Then it's three words, Town Center
Parkway.
Parkway.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Lakewood Ranch.
34202.
Is there any suite or apartment number, or is that just the address?
No. Nope. That's it.
Okay.
It is a timeshare office, but they don't use that in the address. It goes to a common mail room, and then it gets sorted out.
Right. Okay. Perfect. And then do you just want to leave the contact number with the cell phone number that you currently have, or
yes.
do you want it to, okay. You can change it anytime
yes.
you want. Okay. You're welcome to change that.
Okay.
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 So next, let me go ahead here. What are the hours of operation? When do you want the actual phone calls?
Well, it could be, it could be nine to five.
9 to 5, okay. And is that Monday
now,
through
that,
Friday?
I'll remind you, you obviously know that address is not an address that we expect to, there's no showroom or
no,
offices there.
No, not at all. I just need it for business purposes, that's all. We actually will keep it hidden on Google, no worries.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to protect that information at all costs. That's how we do it, so let's see here. Now, is that Monday through Friday, these phone calls that you want coming into you?
You know, you could also do Saturday between 10 and 2. That's what we used to do at the showroom. So even though it's just still me answering the phone, I'll keep it the same. So Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Got it. Okay. Okay, well, let's see if I can spell Saturday today. Okay, there we go.
All right.
And how far out do you want to service, Nick?
Geography you're talking about now?
Correct. You can do, so you don't have to decide right this minute either if you don't want to, like if you're not in a position to decide this very moment.
Well, the most it would be, so the most it would be, which would be something less than the two counties of Sarasota County, Florida, and Manatee, M-A-N-A-T-E-E, Manatee County, Florida. So that would be the maximum.
Okay.
So now, of course, I have a question with there. So the website which I still have to get back to and touch up some.
Mm-hmm.
We have two things there. I'm just going to remind you that we're talking about our local installation service area.
Mm-hmm.
So our installation service area, if you go to our website, you're going to see Sarasota, the city of Sarasota is both a city and a county.
And, mm-hmm.
and a county name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch, University Park, Parrish, Palmetto, Sun City. Those are the cities and the surrounding areas that we service.
Mm-hmm.
So that is for our installed sales.
Mm-hmm.
But the website, it's not really 100% operational yet, but my goal is that we are going to begin selling reface doors and components to the do-it-yourself market. And for that market, we're not limited by geography.
Mm-hmm.
So that market, we can sell to any place we can ship to at, you know, at a reasonable cost. So you and I now are talking about our installation service area where we go and actually install the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that would influence, you know, people like if we're selling. If we begin to advertise, which, you know, maybe we can talk about whether you guys would participate in or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I am, just so you know. By the way, am I taking too much of your time here?
Not even a little bit. I set this time aside for you, Nick.
All right, yeah. Good. So,
not at all.
I just want you to have the best possible information so you could do the best possible job.
Right.
And we can be friends forever.
Ever and ever.
And so, I also signed up for, as I mentioned to you, eye contact with the intent of doing newsletters. I also am attempting to, create, YouTube type videos.
Right.
And I intend to use those two things to market, both things. So, I intend to do a newsletter, which is an overview of the jobs as we do them. And then, as part of that newsletter, also say, oh, by the way, you know, if this is something that you might like to do, a do-it-yourself project, you know, we're happy to, we can, provide the components and guidance,
right.
to do that.
Right.
So I don't know how that influences, because your initial question was, what's your geography? Well, my geography is our installation, as I described to you, and you can see it on the website. You know, by the way, our website is KitchenRightLLC.com.
Yeah, I have it all here.
Right?
Yep, I've got it all here. I was actually pulling some of the keywords off of it directly.
Right.
New interior cabinets, new outdoor cabinets, cabinet refinishing, cabinet replacements, cabinet refacing. I'm pulling the words directly off the website itself for cabinets.
Right. Okay. So, I really want the emphasis initially to be reface and refinish.
Mm-hmm.
Although, excuse me, because those are the things that can go the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, if we do new, you know, the outdoor cabinet's not too bad, but kitchen remodel can very easily take a long time because you have design issues, you have building permits, you have, you know, much more design decisions that people have to make. So those can have a much longer selling cycle. Then the reface and refinish is pretty much, you know, one call, close, two calls maybe, but it's, you know, pretty quick yes or no. So that's why I want to focus on those things to get started. But as we go along here, if you want to offer me any guidance as to what, you guys might be able to do for the things like the, selling the reface doors, which is a much, you know, which could be, yeah, I mean, it's, we're in Sarasota, Florida, so it's probably not practical for us to ship to San Francisco, right? But, you know, on the eastern half or the southeastern half of the country, you know, we should be able to be competitive to sell doors and to the do-it-yourself market.
Right.
So that could be
obvious. Targeting that online, just to pop this in there, to target that online, that's a different type of campaign. That is something that we would need Google Ads for. And to target, like, the whole, you know, your whole area. I'm assuming you're talking about, like, all of Florida, maybe part of Georgia, like that area, right?
Yeah. So I'll just call it the Southeast, right?
Yes.
The Southeast, you know.
Yes.
Florida, Georgia, maybe South Carolina, you know, maybe over to Louisiana or something.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so I'm not asking you to do anything about it. I just wanted you to know that that is on my radar.
Right.
Of, you know, what
very
where I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, we can only install so much. And,
right.
And, you know, and so I'm trying to set the groundwork for more of an online e-commerce business.
Mm-hmm.
Not to abandon our installation business.
By any means. Right.
But
you
to,
shouldn't leave anything
to
on the
have
table
a second.
Either. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
I got you.
So,
yeah, 100%.
Okay, that's it.
So for now, we're just going to, with this, for what we're doing, we're going to start with the Sarasota and Manatee County. And then I know that you had mentioned that there's certain areas within there that you may not want to target, right? Like within those radiuses, you may
want
to stay out of certain areas.
Travel time has gotten
mm-hmm.
impossible.
So right.
we're not going to be doing Englewood or Venice. You know, these are at the borders, or, you know, the southern reach. We happen to be located, just coincidentally, literally on the border between where the two counties come together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can service the southern half of Manatee County and the northern half of Sarasota County. But it's impractical for us to go to the outside limits, just because of travel time. Travel has become, very, very difficult. The roads are clogged,
mm-hmm.
we can't keep up with the population, and it takes us 2 hours to get, you know, to the other end of the county. You know, we
mm-hmm.
can't, it's not practical for us to do that. So that's why if you look at the website, the cities that are on the website are, you know, within reasonable driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
For us.
Okay. So you want me to pull what's off the website?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I got it. I could definitely do that. Okay. So let me see here. Let me look at this. Okay. So we have for Bradenton, Sarasota, and Venice is on what's on the website.
Yeah. You can drop Venice.
Okay. Got it. Okay. All right, so I need to schedule your onboarding call, Nick, and this, again, we block off an entire hour just to make sure everybody has enough time to get all their questions answered. I have available appointment times. I have one between in about an hour from now between 12 and 1. I have 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or the latest I have is between 6 and 7.
We could do like 2 and 3. So today you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So you want between 2 and 3 today. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and lock that in. So what's going to happen?
I have something I have to sign in Notary Public's coming to my – I don't know what time that is. Can we do this tomorrow?
Sure. What time would you like tomorrow? The calendar's fully open.
Well, I have a 10 o'clock appointment tomorrow. So why don't we do between 2 and 3 tomorrow? I'll absolutely be back by that time.
Perfect. So what's going to happen?
I'll probably be back by noon, but just to be safe, let's do 2 and 3 tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do I need to do to prepare? Anything
I'm going to tell you right now. So the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to save this number in your cell phone that I'm texting over to you because it's the 877 number, Nick, and that's the number that we're going to be calling from. Okay. So when we call you, what's going to happen is I'm going to introduce you to your onboarding agent. So I will be as long as I'm available on the, and I'm not on the phone with a client like I am with you right now, then I will be the one to introduce you directly to your onboarding agent. to prepare for that call, there's really not too much that you actually need to do. You don't have to be in front of a computer unless you want to be in front of a computer. Everything that we talked to you about, everything that we're doing for you, we're going to send over in writing. Meaning, if they need anything additional from you as far as logging on to the Google Business profile, things like that, then they're going to send that over to you via email if you're not in front of a computer to take care of it at that moment. Okay?
Okay, good. Yeah, good. That's good. I'm sure, okay. As you said before, you know, you guys have learned that, you know, we're out and about and running around and, you know, not, you know, so, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. So now the next thing I need to verify is for the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
My first and last name.
Is the billing address?
Now, there's actually two names on the card. My first and last name, as I told you, but it also says KitchenRight, LLC.
Right. So the other thing that I want to ask is the billing address for the card that you are putting on file, is it going to be the 9040 Town Center Parkway?
Yes.
Okay. And is that card a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4635761004826105.
I'm going to read it back to you. 4635761004826105.
Yep.
Expiration month and year?
0129.
3-digit code on the back?
620.
I need to set a security question for your account, Nicholas. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City.
Okay, which is?
Newark, New Jersey.
Newark?
Newark.
Newark. Got it.
I said it wrong. N-E-W-A, you know, Newark.
Right.
Newark, New Jersey.
I flew into there one time.
Yeah.
New Brunswick, actually. Okay, so I'm processing the account for the 349, and I'm going to read a voice verification. If you need any sort of explanation during this voice verification, then feel free to stop me, okay? It reads like this.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
KitchenRight, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Formica, owner.
Nicholas, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, which you already have disclosed everything and everybody you're working with? We just ask if you choose to move forward with anybody else to please let us know so we can work with them as well.
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is January 22nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $349 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 22nd day of every month. If you need to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Nick, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
That'll be great. I'll look forward to it as well.
It's going to be fantastic. On your, am I on speakerphone?
There's nobody. It's just me.
I want to be on speakerphone because I want you to look at your cell phone because I'm going to send you a text that I need you to actually log on and sign the terms and conditions for me. So I'm going to send it right now.
Can I use my laptop to do that?
You sure can. It should have came over. Let me see. It came over to you via email. So, yes, when you're ready and you're logged into your laptop, let me know.
All right. Give me a minute.
Take your time.
Inbox. Local Splash. Initial invoice.
That's the one. Go ahead and click on that for me.
Click here to accept
subscription. Yes, sir.
All right. A bunch of fine print came up.
Yep. So the fine print, the long and the short of it, is exactly what I'm about to tell you. This is a list of everything we'll be providing for you. If you see an asterisk by something, that little crazy looking star, then that can be added to your program at a time of your choosing. For example, if you want to add in Google Ads, if you want to add in Google Guarantee, all of the different pieces that you and I have spoken about, obviously it's going to be an additional charge, and we would have that conversation at the time that you would want to do that. When you scroll closer to the very bottom, you're going to be able to see that it says exactly what we're providing for you here. So we're doing the local SEO along with the Facebook ads, and it includes all of the other pieces of the puzzle. For example, it gives you the directories. If you ever need a website, we have the ability and we can provide a full website for you. We can even mock what you have and write all the content directly to a domain that you own. We have the ability to do that completely. And then you and us would have full access to make change or adjustment on behalf of the company if you so chose. So just keep that in mind. If you ever want to bring the website over, we have the ability to do that, okay?
Okay.
And it's included with your package already. There's nothing extra for it. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and scroll down to the bottom and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, Nick, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me, please.
It has two boxes here. One says I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone.
Yeah, that's so the text messages. Go ahead and click that for me.
And then it says, I certify I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And that's correct, yeah.
Right. Perfect.
And you want me to type my name in there, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Cursor touched something at the bottom, and I got a display at health food or something. Anyway, okay, so. Okay. Confirm signature. I guess I'll click the red button thing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And now I got a screen that says, that went away, it says Local Splash username.
Right. So we will send you the username and the password once it is ready. It's not ready yet. And we'll send you a link to get back to this page. It'll all come over via email and text message as soon as, this is your tracking and reporting system. So as soon as it's ready, then you will have access to it. As of right now, we have to have the client onboarding is the very first thing that we have to do for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So
well,
I suppose by clicking that confirm signature, you got the agreement.
I did. Absolutely. Yep. I have it all. I get it all sent over to me directly here. So we have everything that we need as of this very moment. For now, the next and most important thing is that you're going to get a text and an email reminder tomorrow, 1 hour before the appointment. So we can go ahead and we will remind you that that onboarding call is going to be coming via text and via email. If you know that you're not going to be able to make it, go ahead and call or text back in, and then I can reschedule you to a time that you need, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, as we were talking, I do have that call to go over the email stuff, and then I think I scheduled a call with you, I think at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow.
2 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, so that maybe the onboarding call should be not 2 to 3 then.
The onboarding call is 2 to 3. It's not with, I will introduce you to your onboarding agent, but that's the time of the call.
Okay.
Do you need to push it out further?
It's just that I'm presuming that as a result of my earlier call about the email marketing stuff, that I might have some stuff to talk to you about or to talk to somebody about. If something has to be done to integrate or coordinate those two services.
Okay. I don't think that it will. I don't think that it will, but if it does, then we can definitely talk about that, and there's no problem. That's literally what we're here for. Okay?
Okay, good. Yep.
All right.
We'll leave it as it is then.
Okay, well, I look forward to talking with you very soon, and you have a beautiful day. Welcome to Local Splash, Nick.
Happy to be here. All right, we'll look forward to getting this all put together. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye. By the way, what time zone are you in?
I'm 3 hours behind you. I'm on the west. I'm on Pacific time, standard time.
Pacific time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye.